Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Take a look over your shoulder. White words get much older. Life has a way of humbling you down. Thought you already knew it. Took a turn, then you blew it. Life has a way of humbling. I already know everything. So I think there ain't room to grow everything. Oh, life humbles. As I stare at the ceiling in an abandoned building, life had a way of knocking me around. And my children still look up to me while their stomachs on empty. Oh, I need an angel to fall on me now. So I thought I already knew everything. So I thought there wasn't room to grow.
Energies is happening right now. I'm watching Wages World, Wages World. I mean, these orbings are really, really, really concerned about what's going on in the cosmos, because they are concerned about their existence here on the planet. That's their biggest concern, is their existence here on the planet. And the physical realm was literally created and designed for the original people. Like we said, we were building the planet up to a universal power station where other beings within the galaxy and the universe could come here, get whatever they needed, and go back to their home planet to build their planet up, because we created this planet to regenerate herself. This is a self-regenerating organism. All right, one of the only planets in this part of the cosmos that is designed to build herself up, designed to rejuvenate and refurbish anything that was taken away instantly. But we had beings who came to our planet who were running from other species who sought the need to want to own the resources because they needed to have a sense of power. They needed to have a sense of cosmic status. And then therefore, what did they do? They took it upon themselves to fight against the original people, cause the original people to fall, and therefore they then will fight against all other beings who would come down here to get resources from the planet. This is also what the Space Force is all about. These beings are not our friends. All right, our people talking about Biden and Trump and all this stuff, none of them are our friends. No matter how you want to put it, no matter how they talk a good talk, but they are not our friends. They're not here for us. They're here to prolong the longevity of their well-being. All right. So we have a lot that's going on right now on our planet. All right, as I peer through the gateways and I'm watching these beings, they're preparing. They are literally preparing. They've got their creations, their pods. They have pods underground right now that are already hatching, what they call hatchlings. Who has hatchlings if they're not animals? All right, animals hatch. So they have hatchlings, and there are thousands upon thousands of them underground in these cocoons that are hatching, and they are awaiting our return. All right, they're awaiting our return because they know that this return is going to happen. They know that this is inevitable. They know what is going on. Okay, so it's important for us to understand that our enemies are working daily. This is why we have to work daily. This is why we have to seek daily. All right, so here's the key. Here's the thing that's happening here. For all of you guys who have this idea, well, I don't know if I'm going to ascend. I don't know if I'm going to do this. And you're worried about ascending, stop worrying about if you're going to ascend or not, because you're in the gateway of seeking for cosmic alignment, seeking for your inner powers, your inner abilities, and all that. You're in the gateway. So when this great convergence happens, when this energy happens, hey, just prepare to shift, all right? So those of our people who are awakened, fully awakened, seeking the awakened energy, they're going to shift easily without any type of problems. Our people who still want to live in this mundane third dimensional life, they're going to shift, but the shift is not going to be so easy. It's going to be a slight painful. It's going to be a slight painfulness. All right. But then when they subdue and give in to the pain and don't fight it, that's when they're going to shift. All right. Because we are all created by nature. We're all going to shift. All right. But then there will be some of us who will be completely stubborn and would not want to shift at all. And those are the ones who are going to be sitting in stasis. They would not be dead, neither would they be alive. They would just be in a point of stasis, just like we said before. They're just going to be... And you're going to see some of them, and they're going to soon be standing, and they're going to be in stasis. So, what's going to be happening is we're looking at this ultimate power. We talked about this power. We talked about what's going to be happening. Was those like that picture of the crop circles that I posted on the YouTube community posting? All right, the crop circles, and that four. That's four suns that are surrounding the planet right now. There are four suns that are surrounding the planet. All right, and there's one in Alaska. There's one down below Mexico. They spray the chemtrails so no one would see it. You got Alaska. It shows one of the suns. It shows one of the suns in Mexico. There's Nibiru right outside of California. And then that's that other sun, that big bright star that you see in the middle of the night. All right? That's that other sun. All right? So there are four suns that's surrounding our planet. And these four suns, which is going to be charged up by our black sun, all right, our universal sun, is going to be charged up by our universal sun. Our universal sun is going to disperse all this energy, and all four suns are going to send energy directly into the planet. This is what's going to cause this this powerful celestial convergence that we're going to experience. Okay, so understand that this is something that is well needed. Okay, now I've been instructed. A lot of you have said something's going to happen September 21st. Then I got the information on October 20th. Then somebody else, a few other people got November 21st. And then we know these scientists are looking out, and they finally exposed that December 21st something's going to happen. So from September 21st to December 21st, we need to be outside on all those days. September 21st, October 20th, November 21st, and December 21st. September 21st is it doesn't matter what day it is, because very soon the days are going to be done with. September 21st, October 20th, November 21st, and December 21st. These are very important days for us to understand to be in alignment, because there are special energies that's coming on the planet. September 21st is that first energy that's going to come, and then it's going to lead into October 20th. October 18th is the great gathering for you guys. So all you guys, if you want to make that trip right here in Detroit, Michigan, October 18th, Sunday, October 18th, from noon until sunset. It's going to be the great gathering, all right, where all the original people gather together, all right, and we're going to celebrate, and because we're going to be celebrating a new life. That's a whole part of the great gathering. We're going to be celebrating a new life, because we're going to be going into a new life, and this old world is going to be going away, just like Brother Marvin Jones was talking about. He's talking about how Neo, which is the new earth order, all right, You got Neo was one. All right? One. Order of the New Earth. Neo, New Earth Order. One. Order the New Earth. All right? So, we got powerful energies, and then that energy from September 21st to, I think from October 20th to November 21st is going to become even greater. And then from that point to December 21st, we're talking about the Great Convergence. So that's why we say in several weeks, we got some massive energies coming to the planet in several weeks. All right, in a few weeks, we got some massive, massive energies coming to the planet. So we all need to be prepared, brothers and sisters. It's important that we be prepared and we prepare our hearts for the inevitable shift that's going to take place on our planet. And this shift is going to be a well-needed shift that's going to happen for us, all right, for our people, for our planet, all right? It's going to be a well-needed shift that's going to happen for us. And it's necessary that we continue to stay in the ways of that we're doing, all right? It's highly important that we continue to stay in the ways that we're doing. Our meditation, our Tai Chi, all the things that our ancestors did, it's important that we continue to stay in the ways of the ancient. Okay? If you guys haven't watched Brother Marvin Jones' latest live video, go on to Facebook, link in to Brother Marvin Jones, M-A-R-V-I-N, Marvin Jones, and he's got some very, very important information talking about the Great Convergence and about the shift. Because you got to remember, like we said, when this thing happens, these orb beings and those alike will not be able to stand within 600 feet of our presence. That's how the aura that's going to go out. But then our body is going to be completely activated, and we're going to begin destroying all this that they created to hold us down. And we're going to remember all this. We're going to remember all of this. All right. And remember, we talked about the higher dimensional gateways, the higher dimensional realms. Well, this is what's going to combine all the higher dimensional realms. We're going to literally shoot directly up into the higher dimensional realms, and we're going to be where we're supposed to be. All right? We're going to be where we left off, and that's where we're going to be. So it's important, my people, that we continue to link into these energies, into these powers. You who are seeking the awakening, you who are awakening, you who are already awakened, and you who are even thinking about awakening, all right, you're not going to have any problem shifting. It's only those who want to hold on to this mundane thing because they feel like they're losing something. If they feel like they're, what about the money? What about this? What about that? What about religion? What about God? What about Jesus? You know, what about the cars? What about this? What about this? So the whole thing about it is this whole thing is getting ready to be done away with forever. And these beings will never show back up on the planet because we're going to destroy them all. All right. We're going to be in our higher self. So yes, we'll be able to fly, to levitate, to teleport. We'll be able to open up gateways, all types of things. It's going to be something crazy. It's going to be something crazy, and we're going to be in our physical selves, and we're going to be like, wow, I can do that. I can do this. I can do this. I mean, we're going to be so excited. It's going to be an exciting time, but at the same time, it's going to be a trying time because they're going to have these creatures that they have created to fight against us already in battle mode. So we're going to be fighting against artificial intelligence. And we're going to have to get ready and get serious about this because they do not want to give in to this new earth order. All right. They do not want to give in to this new earth order, which is the new Kai. All right. It's going to be a totally different world. And then after we destroy them, we're all going to begin building and creating again. We're going to start building. We're going to tear down the entire society that they built, And our vibrations are going to be so high that we literally just touch the ground. Think of trees being created, and the trees are just going to grow right in front of us. They're going to come right up in front of us. They're going to materialize. This is the power that we're going to have. Everything is going to begin to materialize and manifest right in front of us, just like that. And this is all supreme power. We are the gods of this world, and we're returning back to this original Godhead power. All right. So September 21st, we got a line of energy. October 20th, November 21st, December 21st. This is something that's got to happen, and it's happening, and we're watching this whole system fall, because the closer it gets to September, well, we're watching the whole system fall. I just saw the information that the Rothschilds, all right, and all their power that they created has fallen. These draconian reptilian beings have fallen. And they're being replaced by someone else, but they don't want to say who that someone else is. Can we say Anunnaki? So the new world, the new earth order is already in the process of being created. It's just us, the original people, have to get ready and be prepared so that we can take this thing back, my people. We can take it all back. And every being on our planet who does not belong here, we destroy them all. And we open up the gateways so all of those who died in the past, because they're still alive. They're just in the higher dimensional realm, waiting to come back to this physical realm so that we can go back to rebuilding and reprocessing our planet to what it's supposed to be, so that we can become the highest beings in the physical form across the cosmos the way we were created to be. All right, the original angels. All right, so I pass this on to you guys. I catch you guys later. I gotta go. Just remember, continue your meditation. Continue everything that you've been doing. Don't stop. Don't cease. Don't give in to anything. And watch this whole system fall. And as you watch it fall, laugh. Because remember the old saying, he who laughs best. All power to the multi-chakra, celestial, angelic beings, and may chaos reign forever, and may chaos rest in your bosom. Power to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am the host, Saru, and I wanted to come in before I did the podcast. I wanted to come in and introduce the podcast. Today's podcast is Motivational Classroom, Color People. Who are the color people, right? So, you know, we know the color people as, you know, these. Every time you think of colored people, you always think of slavery, right? They always slavery into our mindsets. You know what I'm saying? Black, colored. We always go back to slavery. We never go back to who was it before Jesus Christ? Who was it before the Bible? You know what I mean? Who were the original colored people? All right. So here's a brother that I respect, you know, Rashad Jamal. He gets a lot of, you know, pushback, feedback, you know. But here's the thing. Agent, not agent, you know, whatever we want to slice it, things are divine. Sometimes it's about not the messenger, but the message, you know, the message in between. So I just want to let, you know, this is for educational purposes. So Rashad Jamal, he's a speaker, he's a teacher, he teaches in his own way, in his own right. Sometimes he kind of rumbles and mumbles as far as his personal life, and then he gets to the lecture. You know, however, guys, I just want to ask for your patience, your undivided attention, because this brother does have value in what he spits and what he teaches. And I'm going to always respect him. I don't care what they say about him, you know, what he did in a past life, you know, whatever, guys, you know what I'm saying? Because in each lifetime, we have a chance to, you know, alter and tweak, you know, different things, you know what I mean? So it's about the message deeper. You know, what are you learning is what I always say. So this brother did a very great breakdown of the colored people, guys. So don't get lost in the sauce when he starts to ramble and go on about his personal life and all of that, because the people that listen to him consistently are his people. Just like if you guys know Ear and you know we may go into some Ear personal stuff, you know what I'm saying? You'll understand. So anyway, this is a fire lecture, guys. So it's 2 hours long, but I may cut it in between. We'll see. But we'll be back to discuss the last hour, though. All right, guys. We'll be back.
Class, welcome to the University of Cosmic Intelligence for the enlightened beings, enlightened souls, and spirits only. We don't dumb it down for the dummies in here or the crash dummies. Told you, when I come in here, I'm like Professor X. Y'all the mutants. You hear me? Y'all the X-Men. I'm Professor X. I'm just, matter of fact, hell no. Fuck Professor X. You get what I'm saying? Because he was a Hulk. You feel me? I'm Magneto. Y'all the X-Men. I'm letting y'all know that Xavier is not who y'all need to follow. You feel me? Because Xavier wants y'all to kiss that. Remember X-Men? Remember X-Men, like, Xavier wanted the mutants to be human. Remember that? I mean, that's what X-Men about. He wanted to form a treaty with the humans. Not realizing them niggas gonna forever be mutants. You know what I'm saying? Go watch. I was watching X-Men 1, 2, and 3, the trilogy, the other day. And X-Men 2 at the end, when they popped up in the president's office, you know, they just popped up, you know what I'm saying? They're like, the president was on TV, he was finna go on TV and tell everybody to kill the mutants. And then they froze up. You know, niggas was perfectly still like that. And then the president was looking around, he's like, what the fuck going on? And he looked back around, the whole room was full of their ass. Go watch. Softest shit ever said out of a real nigga mouth. Xavier sitting there. I don't know. I ain't watched it in a minute. I watched it the other day. Bitch ass nigga. Xavier, Professor X. I used to like him until I found out what he represent, though. Jesse Jack. He represents those Jesse Jacksons. The Jesse Jacksons of us that want a world peace with the enemy, nigga. You know, he talking to the president. The president check his ass like, I don't respond lightly to threats. All this power the mutants got, here go Professor X. Well, no, sir, Mr. President, we're not your enemy, and we know that you don't respond lightly to threats. We just want the world to know that the mutants are not bad. We'll be watching. And they left, and everybody unfroze after they gave us some documents. Right when he said, right when the president told Professor X, you know I don't respond to the threats, he's supposed to get entity. Remember, the mutants got all the power to do that. He didn't. So I'm not Professor X. I prefer to be Magneto. Fuck the humans. You get what I'm saying? And when I say the humans, I don't mean all humans, because, you know, I'm not racist. I don't support racism and hear sexism. None of that. I'm talking about the human elite, the 13 families. The ones that own all this shit that we get on and watch each other on. Fuck them. You feel me? Fuck them, their laws, their rules, their policies, and everything they stand for. Fuck all their dead presidents. Fuck all their dead dogs, their kids they lost, all that shit. Fuck. All around the board, nigga. Facts. Fuck all of they Confederate leaders, nigga. So fuck every president on them dollar bills, too. George Washington, Franklin, Benjamin Franklin, what the fuck the nigga name was. Fuck all of them. Abraham Lincoln, nigga. Fuck all the forefathers. Fuck every nigga that sat down and wrote the Declaration of Independence, too. Because they didn't write the shit. The Moors wrote it for them, but they pretend like they wrote it. So fuck every human being that was on that picture that they show us of the Declaration of Independence that took place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1776. Thank you for those racist white people just now joining who think a nigga don't know nothing about y'all lives. Damn dates. All the dates that you lied about, I know them. So once again, fuck everybody that sat down at that conference that they called the Declaration of Independence that was written, at least by us, but, you know, they them niggas like Drake. But at least like Drake, nigga, you know what I'm saying, nigga? We done wrote everything, but they got y'all thinking they wrote the shit. You know, that's how Drake is. You know, niggas be writing for all these niggas. Singers and everything. You know what I'm saying? And they think they all write their shit. It ain't just Drake. He ain't the only nigga that wasn't writing this shit. A lot of these niggas don't write this shit. Feel me? If fuck how many hits came out, let's not forget, Drake ain't right. Okay? Now, we can like the song. He performed it good. We can give him performance credits. But the people that wrote the song, y'all did y'all thing. Let's not forget that. But that's how the elite is. And that don't feel good, too, if, you know, Drake is responsible for, like, 10 whole years of music. So that don't even sit right, dude. It's like, Drake ain't writing nothing. Right, it don't even feel right. But Santa Claus ain't feel right either, did he? Santa Claus ain't real. What you mean I'll celebrate Thanksgiving? It's coming up in 2 weeks. What you mean Mary wasn't no virgin? Don't none of that sit good with your soul when you based your reality around it. I know. I understand you deeply. Reflexiation, yes, I do. But that's why I say, I'm like Magneto. When we come here to gather, y'all the X-Men. Remove Professor X. We keep all the X-Men. And I'm Magneto. Put Magneto, give Magneto Professor X position that he had over the X-Men. Then Professor X send his ass somewhere else. We don't even need him. We got Jean Grey. All Professor X can do is tap in the niggas' minds. We got Jean Grey for that. We don't need him. See, because Jean Grey was a gangster. She wasn't trying to talk about shit. What was Professor X trying to do? He trying to hold her back. Y'all know that. Okay? So, before we dive into this lecture, I got some disclaimers. If you don't like profanity, mean bitch, shit, hoe, damn, pussy, motherfucker, ass crack, at the university. Now, okay, if you got kids, you don't want your kids to hear this type of what you call vulgar language. I call it throat chakra energy. I like to call it throat chakra activation. You call it vulgarity. Okay? Is that an American enough for you? Vulgarity. If you don't like any vulgar content, you know, you might want to exit the motherfucking university now. Okay? That's a fact. If you gay and you trying to make the whole world gay, we don't support that in here. Exit the university now. We ain't got no problem with you being gay, just don't try to force on everybody else. So we talk about that type of shit in here. You understand? If that makes you feel like we got something against the gay community, leave now. If you're not gay and you got an issue with gay people, We don't have an issue with gay people in here. We welcome all. See what I'm saying? At the university now. Okay? We're not against the gays. If you're black and you don't like white people, so white people in the university, exit the motherfucker now. Okay? If you're white and you have a problem with the fact that you have the recessive gene, meaning you were spliced with four animals, right? And we talk about that in here. Well, I want to exit the motherfucking university now. We're not going to boost your genetics up just to make you think we're not racist, because we're not. Well, we're not going to distort history any more than it's already been distorted for you. All right? Y'all already got everything. Enjoy the American history. And here, this is cosmic history, nigga. This is the only place we got where we can get our own shit. Because outside of here, y'all faces on everything. Okay? So don't come in here trying to take our history from us. You will never be gods. And that's okay. You're human beings. Accept it. There's no love like self-love. Okay? All right, what else we need to address before we get rolling this evening? I think that's all disclaimers, all right, for today. Other than that, we walking into class, we channeling the energy of Obatala. Why did Obatala want to come on? He deals with wisdom, temperance, very cool, calm, collective, but he deals with truthfulness, purity, okay? That's all I can tell you. Because I go by what they tell me to do. So I wasn't going to bring none of them on, but then Obatala was like, nah. But I mean, you just got your bees, though. You know what I'm saying? You over there, look, sitting clean over there all white. You're like, I know, but I need to come on here tonight. You know what I'm saying? Let them feel my energy. I'm like, okay, cool. So we ain't going to ask no questions. You feel me? You just going to go. I'm going to ask no questions. I don't question them. You feel me? And I just want to say before we dive into it, it's imperative that we open up this lecture with the right spiritual energy. So first, let me start by saying, once again, peace to all the gods and goddesses of Planet Kai. Peace, meaning positive energy, always creates elevation. Proper enlightenment always creates elevation as well. So we have a lot of elders in here, 65 and older, that's sitting here every Sunday faithfully. They catch the lectures, they even made Instagram pages. They in here, they on the website. Join the website, www.theuci.online, theuci.online. Why? Because it's black owned, that's why. We really getting tired of YouTube and Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and Telegram and Zoom. We need our own shit, you feel me? Everybody with carbon in their skin to start their own websites, nigga. I'm just going to be real. Why we got a web? Why we have a worldwide web? Because we know that will be crashing too. When it goes down,
no.
When it all falls down. I'm telling you, oh, it all falls down. You hear me? To my peers, those in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, welcome to class, baby. How y'all feeling? How y'all vibing out there, big baby? Big baby! How y'all feeling out there to the peers? I'm glad y'all ain't here for Sunday school. See, to my peers, we all in the same category, nigga. Y'all remember we had to go to Sunday school as kids, remember that? Y'all remember Sunday school, nigga? Yes, y'all do. Niggas had to go, get up early. Face be shining just like this, too. Suit on. Dress on. You know. Got up. Nigga, we used to go to church. You know, I come out of a Christian household. That's why when people be jumping in here don't know nothing about divine insight. Nigga, he must be Satan. He's against. Listen, I came out of a Christian household. And my mother was in the Islamic religion. I keep telling you, I got both. You can't tell me shit about Farrakhan, nigga, or you can't tell me shit about Jesus. I sit Farrakhan here and every Sunday at the Mars in Chicago, South Side. Feel me? We bought bean pies. Eat our own. Sell drugs, you flip cheeseburgers. Give a fuck about none of that. That's the matrix you. And here we recognize the real you, your soul, your spirit. And we intertwine on that frequency in here. You know what I'm saying? So to say we are a cult just because we got, first off, we got it all over the motherfucking world, all over the planet. Everything in your house, the Indians called it prana. For those of you who watch Ralph Smarter, he said, just breathe and let it get out prana, baby. God. Shout out to Infinite Waters. I'm not dissing them. I don't do that. I have nobody with carbon in their skin will ever be my enemy. But the Indians, in the Indian culture, when I say Indian, I don't mean us. I mean the actual Indians. You get what I'm saying? The Dravidians. They called it prana. That's ether. It's all around you. It's in you. It's on you. It's around you. It's above you. It's below you. That's the ether. That's the ethers. And we have been fooled into believing that what we inhale is oxygen. The oxygen is what rusted out.
Here you go, guys. Pay attention. This is a lecture right here.
Anunnaki. Who are the Anunnaki? The Anunnaki are all your present day, what they call black and Latino people all over the planet. Those are your present day Anunnaki. Walking all amongst you. However, these Anunnaki, or Anunnaki, as the Greeks called us, had different colors. We had organic colors. Not the colors you see on us today. We wasn't these copper complexions like we are today. We wasn't the copper complexion. And I want you to let that sit on your soul for a second. This is a copper complexion. But this is after your avatar, which is another word for body, your vessel that your soul chose to use as a vehicle while in this realm. This is after. It has been exposed, the carbon, the neuromelanin has been exposed to oxygen. So let's go through the science behind it, okay? So the Anunnaki would be the first race, first specimens to ever come into existence in what we now call this multiverse. The Anunnaki. It's a lot of fairy tales running around now about the Anunnaki because they see that we are remembering who we are. So they want to make the Anunnaki look like the bad guys. Just like they made Killmonger look like the bad guy in Black Panther. When he wasn't. Killmonger wasn't the bad guy, but that's how they made him look, because he was willing to stand up against T'Challa, who was soft. Magneto wasn't the bad guy in X-Men or Apocalypse. But that's how they made them look, because they were willing to fight against the true oppressors in those movies. The Decepticons wasn't the bad guys in Transformers. No, they wasn't. The Autobots were. Because the Autobots wanted to protect the human beings, who were the ops who had took the whole planet from them. Meanwhile, the Decepticons, Megatron and them, were trying to kill them. They knew they was the ops. But in Transformers, Autobots get out of glory. Thanos wasn't the bad guy. The Avengers were. But they made Thanos look like the bad guy. He was just trying to bring balance to everything. And he believed that would cause for a great reset. So right now, it's a lot of CICs, right? And not just this lie, all these lies, right? And you see these Mother Gods commercials and information coming out about the Anunnaki. And it's all lies. They can't tell you shit about the Asherites. And they want to put a white face on them, too. Whitewashing it again. You have to understand that we were complete darkness. Pure darkness. When you close your eyes now, you're in the center of the multiverse. Just closing your eyes. Jet black. Completely dark. This dark matter energy is called antimatter by scientists today. And it's considered a luxury amongst NASA scientists. Antimatter, antimatter. So this is dark matter energy. And as it lowers in frequency, because we come from high up, astral realms, when it vibrates faster, we have to lower our vibration to come down to a solid, to appear in the solid. So when we manifest in the solid realm, remember the four phases of matter: solids, liquids, gases, plasma, energy. Each one vibrates a little faster than the other. With the solid, anything that appears solid vibrates very slow. Anything appearing solid vibrates very slow. The liquid realms vibrate a little faster than the solid realms. The gas realm vibrates a little faster than the liquid realms. And the plasma energy realm vibrates a lot faster than the gas realm. And up and up and up and up and up. So if you're descending from the astral realms down into this realm, solid density, if they like to call it, into this world, this realm of density, that dark matter energy turns to neuromelanin as you lower and lower. And then that neuromelanin, which is what in the plasma realms is neuromelanin, it's called neuromelanin. Neuromelanin in the plasma realms. Well, by the time you descend to this physical realm, which in your solid vessel, this neuromelanin then turns into carbon. Now, in this matrix of what we call the solid realm, what is carbon? Carbon is the basis from which all life is formed. So, that's first. Understand that carbon, neuromelanin, and dark matter energy are all the same thing. They just have different vibrations. Carbon gonna stay carbon, but as you rise in frequency, once you get to liquid gas realm and plasma realm, it's neuromelanin, which means it's in a stronger state than when it's in a carbon state. And in that neuromelanin state, as you continue to rise up in frequency, it'll eventually go to a dark matter energy state. So the dark matter energy is you. This is why they fear you. This is why anybody with carbon, neuromelanin, dark matter energy is a weapon to them. You are feared. If you are in the lower state, you're in the solid realm. So all the power of the dark matter energy still is in you. But you have to go through extra steps in the solid realm to access it, to activate it. You have to activate it. Like you get a phone. You get the phone, but you got to activate it, right? Got to. Dark matter energy and the neuromelanin, but you have to activate it because you are in density. That's what 3D, 4D, 5D, the D stands for density, as well as dimension. But when we talk in science, think density first. Dimension illusion. Dimension, you say dimension, motherfuckers start thinking about the movies and shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk science. Density. Density. Just like there's no such thing as gravity. Gravity don't keep you on the ground. in cityhood. And let me repeat that. There's no such thing as fucking gravity. Get it out of here. Go now. Let's tell these gods what they really is. This city. That's why they lied to us in school and they taught us about gravity. Because if they taught you it was density, then you'll begin to realize that you control the density. But then you ask, why can you control the density? And there go all these questions that they have to answer. So we'll just make up this story about this unidentified force that holds you to the ground, and we'll call it gravity. The force of gravity. The density. But the law of gravity tells you that you can't fly. The law of gravity tells you that you're supposed to stay on the ground. That's why when you see an athlete do something, they say he's defying gravity. Well, if an athlete can defy it, just doing something as small as dunking on the rim a certain way or running a certain speed, what else can, how many other ways can we defy gravity? Soon you'll realize that all these scientific laws were set in place to limit your thinking and stop you from activating your carbon, a.k.a. neuromelanin, a.k.a. dark matter energy. Now, in the beginning, our goddesses created themselves out of pure dark matter energy. So that means darkness is the normal, original color. I don't like to say black. I say it so I don't lose nobody. But black, the way they created the term black was to be used in derogatory terminology. It's derogatory terminology. And our oppressors like to talk over our head, y'all, and get us to down ourselves and talk bad about ourselves while not even recognizing it. To cast curses over ourselves without even recognizing it. He's a trickster, for he learned from the best. For his father was the king of tricks, Satan. See how it all correlates. Now, in the beginning, we are talking about the Anunnaki. In the beginning, it was just dark matter energy. There was no planets, no galaxies, no realms, no universes, no paradigms, nothing. 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 Just dark matter energy. You have to see this in your mind eyes. Close your eyes. If you want to know how it looks, just close your eyes. It's going to remind you. What you see when you close your eyes? Darkness. Right. Nothing else. You open them, then you see all these titles. Door, refrigerator, stove, bowl, crystal, candle, water bottle, lighter, brush, laptop, vitamins, remote control. Those are not objects. These are titles. And each title has its own program. And that program is what creates your reality. There were no human beings. For human beings, ain't no need to y'all ask them as y'all around. No, y'all wasn't. Y'all wasn't even thought of yet. Listen. There were no animals, insects, fire, wasn't even created yet? Why do you think the fire respects us? It's at your command. Who you think created the fire? We did. In the beginning, it was just dark matter energy. With no fire, no water, no soil, no mother cod, or no wind. I'm taking you back to the root. In the beginning, it was just dark matter energy. And we spoke of this before, so let's refresh your memory. What is dark matter energy composed of? Let's go deeper. Dark matter energy is composed of divine feminine energy and divine masculine energy. This is science. This is esoteric science. Metaphysics. We're talking right now. Something they'll never teach you in school. The divine feminine energy job is to create. The divine masculine energy job is to enforce the laws of creation. So the divine feminine energy really gives to creates. The divine masculine energy enforces. That's what makes it dark. That's the aggression of the dark, the divine masculine energy that makes it the energy of dark, which is why we say dark matter energy. That blackness, you want to call it. That's a form of providing and protecting. Why do you think any crystals that are protection crystals are all what? Black. Divine masculine energy. Because the role of divine masculine energy is to provide and protect. So dark matter energy is composed of divine feminine energy, divine masculine energy. Now, this energy went to create, meaning tapped into divine feminine energy, and went to create within itself. Remember this, parthenogenesis, that's what they call it in science, the ability for a species to reproduce without a male counterpart. I think we keep forgetting that. That's what took place. In the beginning, we had the Council of Nine. Nine goddesses were formed out of this dark matter energy. This is our Supreme Council of Anunnaki goddesses. Nine of them. Alright? Remember, ether is the force all around you. So the fact that this dark matter energy originally created nine goddesses, which the force did, or the ether did. Dark matter energy and ether. After the dark matter energy came the ether, which is the force, the cosmic force that you tap into when you're being creative, you tap into when you're working out, you tap into when you're thinking, you tap into it all day unless you, only when you're scared. When you operate out of fear, you don't tap into it. You work against it. That's the dark matter energy, ether. So this is why in the cosmos, in the astral realms, we don't have time. That's man-made. That's a spell that was handed to the human being race from the Arcturian race, which is the extraterrestrial race. And the Arcturians, they never liked the Anunnaki. They didn't like us, even though we created them. We created everything. But we gave everything free will. So after we created it, it had the free will to be, do as thy will. Do as thy will. You have a human being named Alistair Crowley, whatever you want to call it, but he stole that from us. But they'll show you him like this with a hat on right now. Do as thy will with his saying. No, he got that from us. Because he got it from Plato. And Plato was Greek. He got it from us. So because it was originally nine goddesses created out of this first meshing of dark matter energy combined with the ether. This is where 9-ether come from. And the ether represents the force. 9 being completion, because after the force combined with the dark matter energy, it created 9, what we now call Anunnaki goddesses. This will make 9 the highest number, because numbers wasn't even created yet. There was no new metric system, no numeric system, no supreme mathematics, anything yet. Everything was built after that. So these 9 goddesses, they began to create more goddesses. Keyword, goddesses. No gods. We wasn't still creating. They made 99 souls, to be exact. So these were the first 99 goddesses ever created. Very powerful, intelligent souls. After they got to 99, then, once again, they said, it would be nice if we could multiply ourselves, create a scientific system to keep recreating ourselves over and over again. This is where the initial idea of cloning came from, or what they call eugenics today. We were replicating ourselves, but we were cloning ourselves naturally, no science labs. This dark matter energy, ether, and intent. So once we got to the 99 souls, the goddesses began to create the first 23 gods. And these 23 gods are known as the original 23 scientists. This is the true history of the Anunnaki. Can't nobody white tell me shit about no Anunnaki. I ain't listening to them. And I'm listening to nobody with carbon in their skin who saying that the Anunnaki is evil and shit like that. You got that from some white text. You went and read the Sumerian tablets. You went and read the Holy Scrolls. All that shit was tampered with by human beings. Niggas out here reading the Holy Tablets and think they know something. When you go in here, that's when you know something. I read the Holy Tablets, so no, the Anunnaki got to be. Well, fuck some Holy Tablets, nigga. I don't want to hear shit about, well, you know, they said this is an ancient command. You lying. No, they didn't say that an ancient command. When you start using the word holy itself, you're dealing into light magic. You're dealing into light magic. When you just start using the word holy, you're dealing into light magic. You're dealing into light magic. These 99 souls were the first goddesses created. So now we had a species of all Anunnaki goddesses. And guess what our color is in the astral realms? We pitch black. We so black, we so dark in our real astral form that we are luminous. We illuminate colors of violet, blue, green, in our astral forms. We look just like that. But a whole lot darker and a whole lot more luminous. This is why the sun is black. It looks like it's not, but it is. The chromosphere around the sun is so goddamn bright that it makes you think the sun is not black, if you want to use that term. Sun is pure dark matter energy. And ether. That's why you can speak something to the sun and it'll manifest even quicker. Try it. The sun is technology. Keep that in your mind when we talk about primary, we're going to get to primary colors. The first gods of us that were created, masculine entities, it was 23. You know why? Because think of the numeral 23. So you have a 2 and a 3. So imagine if 3 went into itself twice. If 3 go into itself once, you get 6. In their numerals, 3 and 3 is 6. That's 1. If it go into itself twice, you're going to get 9. Taught us supreme mathematics, not the way they taught you how to count in their program centers called elementary schools and daycare. They didn't teach you how to think in school. They taught you how to obey. They didn't teach you how to think in school. They taught us how to obey. The difference. Even the word curriculum itself anciently meant a form. It's like a class of hypnosis. And wit and magic, if you have a curriculum, that's like a potion. I have the curriculum for this spell. Like a potion, a form of hypnosis. So in school, they give all the teachers preconditioned curriculums. They got a bus in school. They got a bus to jail. They got a lunchroom in school with trays with little dinner cakes on them. They got lunchrooms with trays in jail. Jail, they jail the physical body. In your etheric body, they harness the energy through the metal bars. That's why they call them 6x9 cells. Because they were created by 6 ether beings for the 9 ether beings. 6x9 cells. With steel bars. And they make the inmates and detainees sleep on steel. See? And then the person that runs the jail is called a warden, which is short for warlock, which is another name for a wizard. And in school, they call them principals or principalities presiding over this school. It's all light magic. Truth hurts. But hey, it feels good later. So, after these 99 goddesses were created, they created the first 23 sizes. This is all your gods, your first 23. And the very first god that was created goes by the name of what you of Zeus. Down here, you call him Satan. He was the 100th soul ever created. And of course, we don't have a numeral system in the asteroids. So I'm using numbers to just talk about who should be. But he was the 100th soul. But he was the first God created. This is why the Bible, they said that Satan was God, for he was one of his most powerful angels. And if you go study and do some research, you can see that the Greeks called us angels, angelic D-A-L-S. Angels. Ang meaning majestic, not having a beginning. Why do you think in the movie Avatar, what was the little boy named who played the Avatar? His name was Ang. When you break down the word angels, you get angels. El meaning Elohim. Elohim meaning the luminous. Luminous beings. So an angel, now you gel the word together, is nothing but a luminous being with no beginning of or no end. He predates time. He or she predates time. This is the true meaning of angel. We are the angelic beings. So when you talking about, we got a lot of names. Hell, they even called us Lemurians. And they got you believing that Lemuria was a place and time before Atlantis, when it was not. The Lemurians are the Atlanteans who were distanced off from us due to these ice walls that are on the other side of Antarctica. And instead of calling them Atlanteans, they renamed them Lemurians. And they called us Atlanteans. And they took us from Atlanteans to tribes. So from Atlanteans, we became Ashanti, Zulus, Cherokee, Choctaw, Navajo, Inca. And from there, from those tribes, we went from there to Black people, African Americans, Jamaicans, Haitians, Dominicans. So the very first soul that was created for the males, for the gods, was Satan. He was the very first one. That's why they bestowed him with so much power. They call him Yaqub as well, the big head scientist, because he was so intelligent of all of the original 23 scientists, to the point that they made him the head of the original 23 scientists. Me personally, I'm also one of the original 23 scientists, for I'm the 119th soul that was ever created from Source. This is why many of you are magnetized to my live lectures, because of my soul. And the soul knows all truth. My physical can say anything, but your soul feels my soul. You recognize my soul from the astral realms, from before you even came to this vessel. So you gravitate to what's being said because it's the same soul in a different vessel. I am the 119th soul ever created. Out of the original 23 scientists, I was the 19th one created. This is why my landing date, like I keep telling you, 11-22-86. 11 plus 22 plus 86 equals 119. So you have to understand, at Source, each soul was, if you want to use the term, number. All of our souls have been numbered. Somebody right here is the 118th soul. One of you guys is the 20th soul. One of you guys, just like that. But you have to go within yourself to find out, to remember who you are, because they erased your memories at the hospital when you came out your mother's vagina. That's what the drawing of the blood is all about. That's what giving us shots every year as kids was all about. That's what putting fluoride in the water, poisoning the food is all about. Meanwhile, they're being the blood. What's the
was magnesium. Where does magnesium come from? Because the soul is an actual magnetic source. The solar plexus, the solar chakra, the soul thinks in the solar plexus, it itself is the sun. It is a magnetic source. It's a higher form of magnet. The cosmic magnet. And it gives off debris. And the debris from the soul leaves traces in your blood that they call magnesium. This is where the magnesium and the iron in your blood comes from, your soul. You have green veins because you are full of gamma radiation. Look at your veins right now. Everybody with carbon in their skin watching alive, look at your veins. I didn't come to talk opinion, nigga. I came to state science. Now, all the human beings watching, look at your veins. What color are they? They blue, aren't they? Yes, they are. They blue. Two completely different species. Your veins are blue because that comes from genetic splicing. You are single-celled organisms. You are not immortal. We are. However, blue is a primary color. So is green. The only primary color that's not a primary color is red. They lie. We'll get to that though. But we have veins full of gamma radiation. Gamma radiation, when it comes in contact with any form of radiation, is enhanced. This is why the Incredible Hulk got all his power from what? Gamma radiation. All the Avengers are about us. All the X-Men about us. Just do a little research on genetics. These 23 sciences never left the planet in a way. Only a few of us have. Most of us have been here the whole time taking on different vessels. Noble Drew Ali is one of the original 23 scientists. You know him as Noble Drew Ali, for that is the vessel that he took on, but I'm telling you who the soul was behind the vessel. No different than Aang in Avatar. He, in that life, he was Aang. In a lifetime before that, he was somebody else. But he was the Avatar. That's the movie the Avatar is about. The Avatar is all about these embodiments that we take on. Us. How he had the ability to master all four elements. That's us. The Avatar is about us. But Noble Drew Ali is one of the original 23 scientists that came and dropped messages. Dr. York is one of the original 23 scientists. Bobby Hinton, Phil Valentine. These are the names they took on, but I'm telling you who they are astrally. This is why Malcolm X is one of them. This is why when Elijah Muhammad was giving his speeches with the Nation of Islam back in the 60s and the 50s, he spoke of these 23 scientists who never left, who never leave, and they live amongst us because they take on different vessels lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. This is why every single generation ends up with a leader, or not a leader, but someone to come along and speak the message to the people and unite them. Every generation has had one. Have we not? This is what Marvel's Eternals is all about. These beings been here the whole time and this and that. Now, once the original 23 sciences were created, what we did exactly what the goddesses told us to do. They said, be fruitful and multiply, create. So we created endless multiverses. But the very first multiverse that was created was this one right here. We made our whole Sirius X headquarters the center of the multiverses. All multiverses circulate around this one. Now, Sirius X is located in the ninth universe. Each multiverse has nine universes with three alternates. In this multiverse, Sirius X is in the ninth universe, 19th galaxy. This planet that you know as Mother Ka is located in the ninth universe. 999th galaxy. This was the last planet created out of all the planets, all the universes, all the galaxies, right here. This is the only planet where you can look into the sky and see their entire multiverse and those close to it, those neighboring multiverses. Creation is infinite. It doesn't end. It goes as far as you can think of. This is what they like to call the imagination. But the imagination is a real thing. This is why when you come here, the imagination is like the vehicle of the cosmos, of the quantum realms. Because your imagination is what you use to create. So this is why when you come here, you be full of imagination. And it may chop your imagination down. Tell you don't do it. You stop. You lose all your gifts as a kid. The moment you lose your imagination, you lose your ability to create. So they have you create a self prison around you that you created for yourself. Because if you do imagine some shit, you're like, well, I ain't going to believe it. This is my imagination. You see? But these 23 sciences set out to create the multiverses and all you see in it. This is where your planets come from and your celestial bodies. It was us who made these celestial bodies feminine energies as opposed to masculine energies to keep intact the balance of the feminine energy being first. So every planet is a feminine entity giving birth to nine other realms within it. After these multiverses were set in place, then we began to fill it with life. So this is where all your extraterrestrial races come from. Arcturians, Syrians, Pleiadians, Reptilians, Lyrans, Nomos, Nagas, Zeta Greys, Tau Greys, the original Elves. This is where all these different beings came from. Your animals, your insects, your elements. Elemental beings. Seeing this planet to be fit for us as a spiritual dojo, a place where we can make the spirit of soul ascend quicker, because that's one of the main purposes for creating this planet, was so that we can grow. All right? When souls come here, they have an advantage that they don't have on other planets. They can grow at six times, three times the rate. It's literally, that's the way we set it up. We designed the Akashic Records, which is a holographic library. We set and balanced the polarities, the laws of rhythm, law of attraction. The laws of karma. To maintain balance. After we seen that it was fixed, we came, we descended down here. So that means we had to take on a physical vessel now. And the first physical vessels we took on when we first came down here, we didn't look like this. We didn't call ourselves Anunnaki or Anunnaki. The Greeks called us that after we created them, after Zeus created them, and then they came to our planet, and we reverse engineered and taught them everything we knew, they began to make scribes and write down everything they saw us doing. The Greeks deemed us the Anunnaki, Anunnaki. Why? Because the planet was called Kai. Which really Kai means chi. Because they reversed all the alphabets and shit. But Kai really means chi. All this intent lies here. It's like one big crystal full of intent and energy. And only we were able, the gods were able to tap into this energy. The Greeks didn't know how we was doing that. So they began to write stories about us. They couldn't understand it. We were still teaching them things. They were just baffled, flabbergasted. And all of these stories they wrote about us became your stories of legend. That's where your myths come from and your mythological creatures come from. They didn't lie in Greek mythology. Everything they said in Greek mythology took place. They just changed the names. Everything they were scribing was really going on. And when we came, we stood 50 to 100 feet tall in this density. It was on the 33rd density. Or dimension, if you want to call it that. And we were violet, or red, if you want to say that, blue, and green. These are our original colors. Now, we were violet, blue, and green. But if you was to Google, what are your primary colors, they're going to tell you. Red, yellow, and blue. Keep in mind, when we first came here, we were violet, blue, and green. Violet, blue, green. Now, why would we be those colors? Let me show you something. Come along now. Join me, shall we? Join me at the tablet. All right. Let's find out about it. Now, why were we blue, violet, and green? Check something out. Let's look at it. All right. Now, check this out. Additive mixing. The additive mixing of colors is not commonly taught to children, as it does not correspond to the mixing of physical substances such as paint, which would correspond to subtractive mixing. Two beams of light that are superimposed mix their colors additively. Now, keep this The additive mixing of colors is not commonly taught to children, okay? These are not the true primary colors, red, yellow, and blue. All right? They let you know right here, the additive mixing, that they don't teach the true primary colors to children. So when they taught us in school that the primary colors was red, yellow, and blue, they really lied to you. Now, check this out. By convention, the real three primary colors in additive mixing are red, green, and blue. I told y'all violet. All right? They said red, but we're going to see where red comes from. Red comes from violet. Another name for violet is magenta. Okay? We're going to get to that in a second. But by convention, the three primary colors in additive mixing are red, green, and blue. In the absence of light of any color, the result is black. If all three primary colors of light are mixed in equal proportions, the result is neutral, gray, or white. Stay with me now. Stay with me, okay? Now, I just told you that when we first came here, we were originally violet, blue, and green. Some of us was red. Some of us was even all colors was like green, yellow. But when you get into mixing of the colors, you will see that magenta mixed with another color makes red. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. And that in the absence of light, so if there's no light, that's what I want to focus on. Remember, because I want you to see why we was due. When we descended into this physical realm of density, why were we blue, green, and violet? Because those three colors together, all the colors is us, black, with no light. The absence of light of any color is black, okay? So as we descended down into this density, we begin to take on different colors because we are straight dark matter energy, okay? So the colors we took on was the first colors, violet. These are what they call you. This is where they get the three primary colors from, and they call them primary because prime means first. Let me see. Let's look at it. What is the etymology of the word primary? Late Middle English from Latin, primary is primus means first. Okay? So they call them primary colors because these colors come from us, the Anunnaki. And we were first. Dark matter energy beings, absent of light. So we were from pure darkness. But if we descended down here and we set these suns in motion, light came into play. When light came into play, which photon energy combined with us, all right, you got all these different colors. You only going to get three, though, originally, violet, blue, and green. Okay? Now, let's find out why. Okay? This is out. Okay. So, first off, let's do this. So, we were blue, green, and violet. Check this out. So, first off, I told y'all let's look it up. Okay, y'all. Boom. Let's look at the primary color chart here. Let's take it back to kindergarten. You can see where they lied to us about the colors. Okay. All these colors come from us. All right? This is why we are the rainbow. Okay? We know the rainbows are stargates, but understand that all these colors come from black. That's why they tell you the absence of light. The absence of light. In the absence of light, meaning no light at all, of any color, the result is going to always be black. Okay? Now, let's look at the primary colors that they teach you. Class, they teach you that the primary colors are red, yellow, and blue. That's a lot. The primary colors are violet, green, and blue. But get, and why? Because violet is where we come from. All right? Violet, blue, green, as we descended in density. So the only color that they didn't lie about in primary colors was blue. So we need to find out where yellow and red come from then. Why are they saying? saying red and yellow was the primary color if it is not? All this dates back to us, and it's called primary because prime means first. The Anunnaki was first. We were first. All colors come from us. This is why they called us color folk. All right? This is why they even called us color folks, colored people. Okay? Called us color folks. They literally talking about the essence of where we descend from. All right? Black, violet, blue, green. Hold on. We come from black. We descending to violet. The lower we get this, blue. More lower, green. These are the three original colors we were when we came in this density. Don't that kind of sound like the chakra chart? Violet, crown, blue, lighter blue, then green, then yellow, then Yeah, stay with me. It gets deeper. You're going to see where they lied to you in school about the primary colors and what primary colors really represent. It comes from us, Anunnaki gods, being first. Even the fucking robot Optimus Prime was called Optimus Prime. All right, prime meaning first, because he was one of the first robotoids on the planet. You feel me? So check this out. People have no clue how this color wheel of primary colors. They make you go to preschool, right? And they teach you about these primary colors in kindergarten. All right, because this is a garden where they are lying to you about your kindred. All right, and what you come from, your next of kin, which is us Anunnaki gods. All right. So check this out. Now, we see on the color wheel that the only color they didn't like, because listen, when you talk about secondary colors, all these colors mixed together from these original three to make secondary colors. And then when you mix these secondary colors, you get these colors. So we don't only focus on the original three primary colors. Why did they add yellow and red? Why they add yellow and red? Because blue is the primary color, but red and yellow is not. Let's find out. So let's start with yellow. All right. What two colors make yellow? When red and green mix, the result is yellow. All right? So what I said the original colors was violet, blue, and green. So mixing the original green color, which is us, that's a primary color, with red gets you yellow. But hold on, we got to find out where red comes from, right? Because red is not a primary color. So What two colors even make red? If you mix magenta and yellow, you get red. Okay, so what color is magenta? What color is magenta? What color is magenta? Is that not violet? Is that not violet? All right, then. Right, so let's go back. Primary colors, red, yellow, blue. No, blue. Yellow and red is to be green and violet, but they don't want to tell you that. They tell you yellow. But if you go look at what two colors make yellow, all right, what two colors make yellow? Red and green. Red and green makes yellow, okay? So green is the actual primary color, but red is not. So we see how they got to yellow, which yellow would be not a primary color because that comes after mixing red and green. So we needed to find out, we found out about yellow, green, go back to it so y'all can see it, green and red make yellow, right? So let's drop yellow, that should be green. All right, now we down to red. What two colors make red? Magenta and yellow. Red not a regular color. So, when you make magenta and yellow, now what is magenta? What color is magenta? That's violet. Right. So, if you go look at the chakra system, go to the chakra system, you're going to see why these colors truly come from. Now are you seeing where these colors come from? Now is it making sense? All right. Now is it making sense? Daniel, son. Now is it making sense? Daniel, son. right? This represents the descension down into the etheric realms, being nigh into beings, being made of dark matter energy. When you lower in density, it becomes neuromelanin at the plasma state. And when you get to the solid phase of matter, it becomes carbon. Now are you understanding why the chakras are even that color? And they keep dropping? Violet, blue, and green are the primary colors. Yellow, orange, red, all come from mixing those colors. Okay? We are the original colored beings. Okay? They called us Anunnaki. Anunnaki. Planet Kai. Planet of the Anunnaki. They had to lie about the color wheel because the color wheel teaches you about the descension we took down into this vessel. Coming from astral beings, star seeds. Yes, we are star seeds. Yes. We come from where? What they call the stars. And we descended down. Taking on these luminous colors. Luminous beings of luminous greens, luminous blues, luminous violets. And then we will procreate those with the violet complexion mixed with those with the yellow complexion. We got red. So that's how we were able to have some of us walking around that was red. Some of us had all these different colors. Crown chakra for violet. Third eye brow chakra for blue. Heart chakra for green. These are all your primary, your true astral primary colors. Prime being, we were the first. This is why those color folks, they called us color folks in the 60s. Niggas thinking they talking about because you got your skin copper and theirs clear. Nigga, no. They talking about they understood what you was at the core where you come from. Color folk. Now that we know about the colors, right? Let's find out how we change colors. So how the hell did we change colors? Well, that's where oxygen comes in at. And we don't breathe oxygen. No, we don't. Oxygen is in the air. They spray it. When they fly it over you, that's oxygen they spray it. In chemtrails and margellans. The margellans are the nanobots that you breathe in that go inside of you that helps them control you and keep up with you. That's what the margellans are. All right? The chemtrails is full of the ice crystals, which help make the winter technology when they make their fake clouds. That's what make it get cold and shit. That's how they're able to make it rain sometimes, or they turn it up high enough to make it snow. They are spraying margellans to control you through nanobots, chemtrails to control the weather, and oxygen to control your avatar. The oxygen being sprayed, you're not breathing in oxygen. That's ether. That's the force. They can't fuck with that. However, the oxygen, when they spray it, lands on us. It lands on us. And it rusts out the carbon, making us a pure copper. It rusts us out. All right? And then it seeps into your carbon, and now it gets inside of you. Because remember, the oxygen is on the gas. It's a gas state. So it hits your carbon, affecting the pigmentation of it, but it also affects you on the inside. You begin your bone marrow, which is a hard astral metal, begins to get soft. I mean, a bone is still hard, but it can be broken. But without them motherfuckers spraying oxygen, you pure metal, the strongest form of it. Think of Wolverine, adamantium. But the oxygen weakens it to get it to a bone marrow state. This is also where the wrinkles come from on your skin. You get wrinkles on your skin. You can get as what we like to call it. This is how they made you believe time was real, you Anunnaki gods. the oxygen, because they told you time was real, and then you see motherfuckers aging. No, they're not aging because of this fake sense of shit called time. It's the oxygen which makes the body begin to what they call age. This is the true reason the body begins to age, and you can look at somebody 80 and they look different than somebody that's 8. The being the soul that's 8, Avatar hasn't been exposed to oxygen as long as the vessel is 8. The oxygen. Remember, your DEA is linked by what? Hydrogen. What is it linked by? Hydrogen. Linked. Come with me again. Thank you. Okay? In case we forgot in class. Hydrogen, you see that little, okay, you got the helix. You got the double helix. You really have three, but over here they're going to show you two because they want you to believe you have DNA. We have DEA, so it should be three. You see one and two. You really got three. Okay? Those are the DEA double helix strands. But you see this little link right here, look like a little ladder that connects them? Those are hydrogen links. Hydrogen. You see? Hydrogen. They lie and tell you oxygen is in there, nitrogen is in there, and all of that shit lie. Hydrogen and carbon. But that link, the link, that's hydrogen. That's full of water. That's what you was breathing naturally. And when you, that's why it's in your goddamn genetics. Because you breathe hydrogen. And with hydrogen, you remove the copper, you and then let the hydrogen, because without the oxygen, it's all hydrogen, right, that you need. That's what's in the sun, too. The hydrogen take you back to green, violet, blue, or red. But because they are putting oxygen in the atmosphere to control you because of what you are, it shows you green veins, man. Gamma radiation. The fuck ain't got shit on you. Now, what stops you from tapping in is not knowing this shit. Like, you don't think you can do what the Hulk can do because you're like, well, that's some TV shit. But if you know genetics and you study genetics, you just do a little research, and then you go sit with yourself and tap in with ancestors, you're gonna get it. You're going to get it. These movies is about you. Hydrogen links. Your hydrogen, the double helixes together. And you really have a triple helix, but double. We are water-based. You breathe in water. You're surrounded by ether. When you do this, they got you thinking that's oxygen. No, so that way when they spray shit up there, you don't believe it. That's ether. That's the force. That's why when you pull it in the force. When you're working out or anything you do, they're going to tell you breathe. Right, that's the force. Because the force is always flowing. You pull it in. Let it out. Pull it in. Let it out. That's ether. When you outside, you think you're in air and oxygen. No, that's ether. Air is an element. Air and ether is two different things. Okay? This is the true color of the Anunnaki gods and goddesses. And they can't tell you all that because guess what? They got to go into hydrogen and get double helix and triple helix and all this stuff. The whole genetic chart has been misconstrued to make you believe you are human. I'm just here to show you that everything I'm telling you about us being gods and goddesses, I can explain this shit to you. I'm giving you the science, man. It's just science. You feel me? We can crack jokes all day, but you can't dispute the science, though. See what I'm saying? We talking science, nigga. So when I say we gods and goddesses, I'm calling you what you are at your core. I'm not just saying it because it sounds good. I'm not just saying it. motherfucker be chemtrails, Margellans. They don't even know what chemtrails really are and what they do and how they affect you, how they affect the planet, and what they are used to do. And the same shit they got in them chemtrails, those light crystals they used to put in the clouds, and they turned the 5G towers on to make it rain. They could turn it up higher and make it snow, what you call a harp. And the same motherfucking chemtrails they put in this ZRV-16 that y'all call the hot sauce 19, the jab, that they infused in motherfuckers. Remember, we are rising in frequency. We are going back up in density, y'all. So that means the genetics are unfreezing. They are unlocking. They have froze our genetics. What they want to call it, the X gene. Hey, X, man. You see, it was lying dormant, or should I say frozen. It's unthawing. It's unlocking. So this is why they was in a rush to lock it back up. Anybody took the iPhone 19 and they locked your shit back up. That's exactly what it's designed to do. That's why they telling you, if you did take it, now you got to get a booster. Two. Because the G strong than a motherfucker, nigga. Y'all took it, and y'all, some of y'all, listen, y'all took it, and your shit still is unthought. Telling you what the news ain't going to tell you. What you're becoming. Remember, we came from the stars. We lowered ourselves. We going back up in density. You're unlocking. You are unlocking. And there ain't nothing they can do about it. This is genetics. You are unlocking. You unlocking, man. This what they fear. You are unlocking. Nigga, they ain't scared of you. Nigga, they scared of what's in you. So now, like they said, they trying to find a cure for you. See? See deeply why they lied to us about the primary colors. Damn, nigga, you lied to us about the colors too, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga, you lied about everything, nigga. Colors and all. Look, y'all. The three primary colors, red, yellow, and blue. Lying. Why they can't tell you violet, blue, and green?
No.
Why they can't tell you violet, blue, and green? Why they just can't tell you that? Why they can't tell you you're not breathing in oxygen, you're breathing in ether? Why they can't tell you that? Why they got you think you're breathing in oxygen and it's normal? Because they got to tell you all this. They got to explain that you're really not these colors. They got to explain why. They got to explain where you came from. And by the time they get to doing all that, you see, you're going to fuck them up. They just took everything from you. It's all magic. It was all magic. So I told them to bring y'all antennas back out, man. Your coils. Your coils back out. If you got coils and you didn't know about it, you need to find out what they really are. Hell, if you got to start over. Then. Pick out your X-Men suit. Niggas wondering when. Don't wonder when. Be prepared, nigga. Like Scarface said, be prepared. A shiny new era is tiptoeing nara. And where do we feature? Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds boring, but you'll be rewarded.
Built a wall, a 20-foot wall.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Royalty to all. It is a beautiful harp day outside with the weather, right? It is a beautifully created harp manifestation, if you will. Here in Dallas, it's raining, you know, and I love rain. So it's a beautiful day. peace, everybody. Thank you, guys. Welcome back. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to Hanson Awareness Radio. This is your host, Haru, and today's lecture was about the color, the original color people. Who were the color people? Now, I want to say thank you for your patience in listening, you know, to that lecture. If you got through, but that is solely why I wanted to come on. Prior to the lecture, if you guys were here, all of the podcasts, I came on prior to the lecture just to kind of introduce it because Rashad Jamal, you know, is a bit of a cannon, you know what I mean? And he's very chaotic, he's chaos, you know, he cusses a lot, he he's one of those fire gods, you know what I'm saying, Shango, you know, and I just want to let the world know. If you don't already know, you know, as it comes to bridging the gaps between the generations and between the ages, you guys, we're gonna have to yield down the morality wall, you know, on what life should be and what, you know, it is. You know what I mean? In order to bridge those gaps, guys, we have to be willing to be patient, and we have to be willing to sector and feed through and sift through, you know, what it is that our youth is attempting to communicate to us, whether they're chaotic, whether they're, you know, whether you just want to be dismissive toward them or whatnot. I think it's going to be very key and very important, and this is to the elders and seniors, you know, and to the wise counsel, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be very, very important to be very patient with individuals who may, you know, who can be a loose cannon and they're about to hit a ton of bricks and a ton of bombs, you know, but being patient in order to see what it is that they're really trying to convey to the world, okay? So if you guys shifted through that, you guys see that the brother dropped some very powerful gems, okay? I'm going to put the lecture in the YouTube clip, the YouTube clip in the show notes, guys, because there was about 30 minutes left of that, but I wanted to cut it because I wanted to use the last hour so we can have an open discussion, okay? So we definitely appreciate you guys for listening in. Tomorrow's podcast is going to be Is Spirituality a Distraction? You know, is spirituality a distraction, you guys? You know what I mean? Is it? And it's in relation to the 501KC podcast that we did as far as the construction of the spiritual community. So is spirituality a distraction? We're going to be going into that tomorrow. But as you guys always know, let me go ahead and bring Eternal in. I'm sure he has a lot to say in the background. Peace on to you, Eternal. I have not been able to catch up with everything you posted during the week, but, you know, I will do that as soon as I can. But peace on to you, brother. How are you?
This is your peace, Bubba. How are you feeling today?
Peace. I'm feeling okay today. I'm feeling okay today.
Okay, so yeah.
A little tired.
Brother, man, he's on point.
I'm a little tired today.
Break it down to color.
I'm a little
tired. Yeah, dang, primary,
I mean,
secondary.
Yeah, he was.
What?
You know, when I wanted to, I didn't know what to do today, you know, and this was a podcast that I just did literally last. It was something that I scheduled for later on this month, but I said, nah, we doing this today. Yeah, bro, fire. I love that guy. He breaks it down. Once you get past, you know, his exterior, he's very full of gems, so.
yeah, man, he was great. I mean, thorough. And even though he was saying, you know, he was going to be cursing a lot, he didn't really curse that much. He was just doing that to get rid of some of our negative people, because really, you know, how negative we think, when we hear somebody say the first curse word, they go, oh, I ain't listening to this person. And that's right. Not every time someone curses, they really expressing cursing. They actually just an expression, you know what I mean? So thinking how to go from the lesser of that, you know what I mean? We do have to sit down, ground ourselves a little bit better, and look at the colors differently. Like, how did red become red? Maybe it was magenta. Maybe it was purple, you know, mixture with the blue to create this violet color in the first place. So for red to be an actual color, being primary or like primate, there's this origination to duplication in itself. And how do we see the master that? You know what I mean? Because you could be a key holder, as I was speaking to the brother, or a gatekeeper that basically holds that gate but don't want nobody to get into the gate because they ain't got the key.
Okay.
It's you a cop blocker. Oh, you blocking.
Yep.
Oh, you want them. You linebackers. You're a linebacker. You're a linebacker.
Yep.
You lying on your back.
I call them hoarders. Spiritual hoarders.
Backing anyway. That's
what I call them. Yep.
Yeah. The glorious of how much now do we run around with no teeth in our mouth and calling it beef all the time makes us now realize how flawless it could end up being, you know? Who's battling who? Are you battling yourself? Because that's basically who you're battling. By the worst battle ever is to yourself.
Mm.
And now face yourself. you know. But yeah, he explained a lot. He gave a lot of good ideas. The mentality towards what we were speaking on earlier about copper and how copper helps the healing of our purpose. You know, we ain't really got detailed with the copper, the healing ability, but at the same time, we're here. We're in the now present.
We
time,
need to
so
do
now,
that.
You copper skin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, copper tones. Go on, do some copper stuff. You know what I mean? You got a copper plate yet? You know, copper cup? Any of those things that deal with copper a lot more. You know what I mean? Like, today's society isn't like how it was in the past of our society. If you don't have it, right? So your avenue for making it alive again is really you. Like, you complaining about something? Well, because you want to do that.
Yeah.
And we got time. You're a tuner. So tune yourself, meditate yourself, ground yourself. That's what the copper is about anyway, the conductor.
Eternal, break that down when you say you are a tuner. What do you mean by that? You are a tuner, like meaning that you could pretty much tune in to anything. You know, you can pretty much channel. You know, like you can create. You can, with your mind, you know, with your mind and with your imagination, you know what I'm saying? You can channel, you can tune in, you can, you know, anything that you want outside of complaining, you know, like, it's, well, I call it really being a crybaby, guys. And let me speak for myself, you know what I mean? Like, I could, you know, whine and I can bitch and complain, you know, about something. And I always stop and I always ask myself, okay. Where is this getting me? You know, a lot of times, this is not getting me. Okay, I want to make sure Eternal was still here, because if your call dropped, it won't let you back in. But, you know, are we, what is our, how is that serving us? How is complaining serving us? Or is it that we want attention, you know, because y'all remember when we was a kid, you know, you remember how we used to do certain things, you know, and we noticed that it would definitely get mama's attention, or we'll do a certain thing and it would get daddy's attention, you know what I'm saying? And we have carried these traits on with us as adults, you know what I'm saying? Here's another one that is very rampant right now. This whole COVID-19, a lot of energy vampires are using this COVID-19 to their advantage, okay? You know, they are attracting sickness, they're manifesting sickness, you know, and this gets their family's attention because why? You know, sometimes there's a word for it too. There's like a, it's actually a psychological disorder, you guys. You know what I mean? To do this type of thing. Now, how does this relate to colored people, you guys? It pretty much goes back into, you know, the creator in which you are, you know, the star system in which you are, you know, all of the power, you know, from within. Who is you? You know, we have disconnected ourselves away from that power. You know what I mean? So truly, truly with your mind, you can tap your mind and your imagination, guys. You can truly tap back into it. And, guys, the time to do this is now. You know, the energy is electrified. You know, the energy is on your side, you guys. You know, so if you are a, you know, they call them chosen one, they call them 144, you know, they call them original people, you know, the Moors, you know, the Egyptians, you know, however you want to slice it, guys. If you have a, I don't even want to say good and bad, but if you have a pure intention and you feel that that was overshadowed, you know, because of the age of Pisces that we are coming out of, which the earth was at a lower plane, you know, if you are at a state now to where you were that one who were the outcast and, you know, nothing that you said mattered and all that stuff, now is your time. Now is our time to shine, guys. We are the original color people. You know what I'm saying? So just I did this lecture today just to kind of spark you. You know what I'm saying? To do your own quest. Do your own research, you know, and what the color wheels mean for you. There is no right or wrong here in Motivational Classroom, guys. I love the brother, Rashad. I will always respect him and what he has to say. Again, this is just to encourage you to embark on your own quest, guys, okay, for you to study. Who are you? Who are you? Eternal, did you have anything to add? Because I really don't have much to add to this podcast.
No, Bacala, man. You know, Bacala, he threw that out in the beginning. If you watch any basic movie right now, I would just impair you to, because, you know, certain people, you know, they might have saw Look Up, but they didn't look at Matrix. You know, it's kind of like saying, I grabbed the third book and didn't read the first book. There's nothing wrong with getting the third book. I had a brother just come in here recent, and he gave me a bite. And I was like, yo, I love the bite. He was like, man. But then he looked in my my display joint, and he happened to see someone gave me a bite that looked exactly like it. Now, this is how we call it, the big world to the little world, the little world to the big world, where we see micro and macro. We get these things. And, of course, for him, I'm a Pisces. He's an Aquarius. So he said from a past to give me a present, even though I'm speaking to him saying, be present. You know, he was like, yo, you got that bike in there. And he was like, man, it seemed like you should have got it in reverse where you supposed to got the bike. And then, I mean, the bike toy, then get the bike. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm present. Yeah, like, I liked it either way. Both of them was a present to me. You know what I'm saying? So there's a point of saying, if you do look at Looked Up, go and look at The Matrix. Go and look at these other movies. Don't feel like because you got one book, that's the best book. You know what I mean? Because yeah. If you think that's the best book, wait till you get these other books. You'll find out how much, not only was that book good for you to read, it gave you more content to fulfill your mind in. Not saying that it's taking away your imagination, because that's a duel. Let's not wake up dueling ourselves as soon as we get up. Let's put in the optimistic at its highest point, because you ever notice when the sun goes at a highest point, you feel the strongest heat come from it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Or if you was like, if you was working all throughout the day, you'd be like, man, I don't want to go outside at this point because, it'd be burning up at this time. You know at yourself to tell time. What we've done is, like what the brother was saying about the four sons, is we forget how to tell our own time, and now we let other people dictate our time for us. And so now you live in a dictated time world, warped world. So now it's up to you to come out of the warp that you're in. If you were to really look at The Matrix, that's how it basically went. I'm not going to say too much because it was enough for us to just be like, yeah, it was great, though. I appreciate it. Loved it.
We got to do a breakdown on The Matrix. So, you see, I don't really watch a lot of movies or TVs or shows and like that, but I watched that Eternal. Something said, you know what, Haru, you need to go watch that now. And when I watched it, I was like, I actually cried, Eternal. I cried because I was like, this is it. This is the resurrection, and this was just a depiction in letting us know, you know, through a universal channel that, yes, you are divinely it is time. That's all I heard, Eternal. It is time. So
no, absolutely. You're right. It is time. Time is emit backwards. And I know even for what movies we look at and we say, well, why are we fighting? Why are we, you know, sometimes you realize that it's not a fight at all. It's a fight within.
Yeah.
All right, PC, brother. It's a fight within that you're creating. So now that's what makes it a fight in the first place.
That you're creating.
You look at
Neo.
Neo represents Neo fight or Neo flight. So when you're at a point where, let's say, you caught a sickness in your body and you don't know how to, you know, get it out of you, you're going to say, oh, I'm suffering, you know. Now, this is what us on the average, if we think about this spell or concept, this is what we do to each other. Like, we'll walk around and say, oh, I'm tired. And you're like, oh, shoot. Now you want to get away from this tired person because it's just like how, like somebody said, how do you cure yawns? You know what I mean? Like, how do you cure the yawn? Because if somebody come around you and yawn, what do you do about it? Do you just yawn with them or, you know what I mean? Or you just, like, hey, put your hand on your mouth or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, what's your reaction to a yawn? Because why is it so catchable? Why is it that we don't think of it as like how you said the COVID? COVID seems like it's so catchable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now it's the point of saying, what highest energy do you give yourself when you get up? Or do you feel like, oh, I'm tired, and then you, like, walk around, hey, y'all, I'm tired today. Hey, how you doing? I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I did a bunch of stuff last night. I'm tired. And you're like, okay, wait a minute. I wasn't there. However, I guess I'm going to be a part of your tiredness now since you're putting these spell contracts to each other. And that's what makes it more of a the intellectual bleeding that we do, but on a grand scale type level. Where now it's esoteric to your exoteric. And so with Seven Beaumont, I like that brother because he'll speak on a different aspect just as much to let you know that if you're using your intelligence, right, intel that goes inside the body and it's the tail to the bottom, and then it's the gent, like gene in the pool. So how you gentile yourself is like the tiles on the floor, the ceiling, or the wall. How do you intelligent yourself on ENT entertainment? What do you entertain your mind mentally, physically, and spiritually when soon as these words that's being said are being spoken? How do you feel about it? What is it the imagination creates when you're saying these things? Is it that you just don't care what is being said as you're saying it? I get to fucking say whatever I fucking, you know, are you really going that hard in the paint? Or do you really have to go that hard? You probably don't even have to go that hard in the paint. You know what happened when a fighter that fights so much?
When have you stopped to think about it, Eternal? We haven't even stopped to pay attention. You know?
Absolutely. And that's where time is. Time is emit backwards. When you start to say, you know what, well, maybe I didn't need to cuss that person out. Maybe my reaction shouldn't have had to been, man, get out my lane. And I wasn't even in it yet. Or, hurry up and get out the lane so I could get in it. You know, everything could be at a fast pace. However, just like in the Matrix, the brother was showing him how he'd been so much into learning how things are sped up that he showed how things are now slowed down. And now he moves faster than the average right around him while he's showing them everything slowed down. So now the mentality by what we call technology, do we rush into certain things that you just step right into the hole that was a trap already set up for anybody who just rushes in the door? Or do you go open the door cautiously, step on the side before you actually walk into the room? These are these examples that we as a people have to start, you know, being more meditational mode mentality before we started just, oh, I'm willy-nilly, I'll do whatever I want to do, you know, because you can step on a bug that's doing whatever you like to do. However, that bug was meant for that bird to get, and now the bird is pecking at you even though the bird didn't get the bug because the bird was going to actually get that bug to the babies that was in the bird's nest. You just didn't know you was a part of the messed up part to the cycle that was about to happen. But now you're a cycle that didn't cause it to happen. So now that's the cycle that you're doing. And if you think about this like this, and you're doing this every day, right, you're stepping on mad bugs all the time and don't give an F. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know their purpose. However, you're destroying their purpose while you don't know their purpose. That's probably a purpose. Yeah. We call that unintelligence, still having conscience.
Whoa. Oh, okay. I'm hearing you.
Yep. Intelligence still has conscience. So that means you can have limited consciousness and you don't care what you're doing or what you do, how you're doing it, stepping on what. I don't give a, you know, this is me. Emotional-wise, I could do this all day. However, who takes care of the emotions when the emotions are going all over the place? How do you ground that? Or do you just, whenever something happens, you just go off and, you know, wait till later on after all the fumes are gone do you still see the structure of the building still there? Those are important, because what comes down to it, you can't shoot everybody with a bazooka and expect them to survive from it. You might have to get that ant to let go of that big cupcake that ant got. Matter of fact, that cupcake that ant got is your mama's cupcake. So now, do you still want to shoot the ant to get the cupcake with the bazooka? These are a way of using your imagination to become, this is your mental art. Respect. This is your mental art, just like the sheriff. The sheriff governs the land. That's why we call him a sheriff. It's a longer, shorter version name, sheriff. But a sharifa, a sharif, a sharifian law is basically saying, just like what you do on land, I can do on land. Now, if I mess up, that'll be on me. But if you mess up, that'll be on you. And then you have to deal with the consequences behind that, which that's where the behind comes from. Most people think, oh, you're acting like the backside of yourself. But this is where he came in on a donkey, the stubborn. We could be stubborn as a mule, but the same mule helps plow the earth the same way as a bull would. So this is why everything became this kind of a form of, let me make a magi out of it. That way it could be better than Jesus, even though Jesus is like preschool when you come to magic. You can go older than Jesus, but you got preschool words. So now you're going to say A for at, B for back, and C for ka. But are you doing it? Or are you saying A for apple, B for bat? And now by the time you say A for apple, is A for I or A? Now your sounds are different. So when you walk around here and you're all talking and you're saying, oh, is that word supposed to be Bernstein, not Bernstein? Or you so colonized in how you're speaking, you sound improper. But it's because of how you wanted to call it so much of one thing that it wasn't the sound of another. So now our senses are kind of dull off. And when those people who say, oh, I do whatever I want to do, are you a person that usually don't work a lot around people, or you work around a lot of electronic devices? And if you work around a lot of electronic devices, you can talk to that electronic device any old way you want to, because it don't have no feelings. So you could be used to saying, put this in box A. Take this and put it in box Z. Oh, you did it wrong. You know, you can cuss out a computer. Thing is, if a computer had feelings, would you want to keep cussing out a computer? This is where the issues might start to come into play. And this is where we're starting to see ourselves, even where the computers, as they were saying, in technology will be greater than us if we don't see ourselves as intelligent as even our senses as being intelligent. Because this is where the behavior energy comes from. There's a behavior theory, but this behavior theory is actual energy. It's called synergy. So you're sending energy constantly, whether it's negative, positive, or in between. That's why neutral is like how the brother was saying the green color is more like a gray color. Because you can see a green-gray out of it, a gray-green. That's why gray, Jean Gray, she's the gray. But as a primary color, you can see what gray could be a color, just as much as green could be a color. Because it helps make other colors. Just like black being the dominant color of creating all colors, even though it's not a color. So it's a reflection to color, as white would be, to take away the reflection so you can finally see it as color. That's why people been called darky and dark, not knowing what these names would do to our brain, but give us a sound that sounds like it don't sound right. So now, even though you're saying darky, as like you would say dark, someone who hears you say darky might be saying, stop calling me that name. You've been created to create spells on each other. So now, when you fall down, they be like, man, you foolish. Maybe what that person did was foolish, not that person being foolish. So now when a person hears it, they take offense and now want to fight because they say, you called me foolish. And it was like, well, because you are, ain't you? No, I'm not. my name is such and such. This is the same way we take on tired. You say I'm tired, but you don't create your name to be tired. Yeah, everybody say, oh, here he comes. He always tired. So we already know he's going to be tired when he get over. Watch you say he's tired. You know, and that becomes who you are in your personification, characteristics, and your orientation. You know, you're an orator. So when you have orientation, you're sitting among the oriental of people. So now, what are you speaking orientally and constantly on your consistent of what you call conscience? Are you speaking inconsistent as you're supposed to be speaking consistent? And if it is, are you speaking it to change it? Or are you just speaking it because you wanted to have your emotions out? This is where the emotional behavior theory comes from. So you can speak all day. No, nothing's wrong with that. It's just the idea, are you using it for your help of yourself? Or is it just to hurt? You can ask other people to help you. Don't mean that even when they help you, you're going to get help. You might end up pulling them more than they needed you to pull. And now you hurt them in the process of them helping you. Do you think they actually still want to help you? If I took $5 from you and I say, wait a minute. I need actually $20. You're going to say, let me give you $20. You're going to be like, wait a minute now. You just borrowed $5 from me. You're going to just go ahead and give them the $20? You'll be like, okay, wait a minute. Now, if I give you the $20, you go, hey, I need $30. Wait a minute. I just gave you $20. What'd you do with it? You're going to now ask, what'd they do with the $5? What'd they do with the $20? And now you ask for $30? You know. So it's the idea that if you keep giving somebody something, and it's not the intent to give it to them in the first place, don't put your time into that. Put your time in what you can give off, right? And it's okay. Because if you don't get it, it's still okay. This is how we know that even in the unconscious realm, there's still a form of consciousness. Because it might not be for you to completely give them the 25 cents versus the whole $5. You might have to start little just so you can say, okay, I gave out something to the earth, to the universe. Because mainly, you giving out something is already like your energy, and you're synergizing that energy. So now, if you do feel like I give $5 out to this person, what do I get back? It wasn't your intent to give out that $5. It was your intent to get something back. That's why the gift giving isn't like the way we thinking it is. You're not a gift giver if you always putting your hand out and expecting somebody to give you something. That's not a gift giver. That's a gift receiver. You want to receive some gifts because you're like, well, right. I gave out this $5 to that person. He need to give me that. Matter of fact, he need to give me his car. He's like, wait a minute, $5 to the car? Well, I see him riding in it all the time, and he's always out of gas, and I always got $5, so he should just give me the car in place. And well, now how is he going to get there? You got to drive him now. So now, do you want to take on the responsibilities of what was going on in that car? When you say, I think I deserve what was going on in that lane that I couldn't control, and now that I can have the ability to control it. If you ever look at, go to Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer shows you a lot about how we'll touch into something and your Metallica, the way you touch things, basically, your static, you have a static shock about yourself. You have electromagnetic pulse about yourself. So when you touch on the things, right, it can now mimic you. We got mimic, camouflage, and we also got what most people wouldn't think that goes beyond the mimic and the camouflage, because once we see that, we'll be like, man, I feel defeated. There's the intelligence. You're more intelligent than what's being camouflaged, what's being mimicked. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you could be now in your nowness to think of this. You don't have to be in the past to be thinking of how this works. Oh, man, he camouflaged me. He got on the same clothes I got on. Now you feel like, man, I ain't going to be able to do what I'm supposed to be doing on stage. You ever seen that happen? Somebody be like, yo, yes, I got this hot beat, da-da-da-da-da. But then he put on the clothes. He said, like, I just bought this outfit. He'd be like, where you get that from? Walmart. He's like, man, don't you know everybody got? No, you ain't going to say nothing. You just let him go on. And then by the time he go out, he's with you, he's like a fly on the wall. As soon as the person walk up, he's like,
Man, he got on the same mouth as his
other. Hey, now he all throwing
apart. Hey, Eternal. Hey, Eternal, I just wanted to let you know I got to go. So go ahead just to let the audience know. Thank you guys for joining us. We definitely appreciate you guys. These gems that are being dropped, guys, just for you, you know, just to kind of think about it, guys. So, Auntie LJ said something a long time ago about paying attention, you know. What are we paying attention, if we are even paying attention, you know? And Auntie was very proud of me because now she saw that I was starting to pay attention, you know, to things when it comes to life. But are we paying attention to these very things when it comes to our very own selves? You know what I mean? So join us every weekend, guys, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, on Enhancing Awareness Radio. All right, Eternal Raiden, take us out.
The livelihood that we have for as being in tune with yourself is to show, just like what me and the chef in the room of what we basically been working on with, it's called wellness. We were just basically going over our natal chart, and we were saying ascendant and descendant. If you're aware of your becoming, you also should be aware of where you're going to. So that makes a point of your past is present just as much as your present is past. Now, what is the determination between the two is you. You have choice. You're a choice. You don't have to look at, because you saw the future, oh, there's no hope, we're all going to die, blah, 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 blah. If that's the case, then why are you present? You know what I mean? You're here to do something that defies the change of that. And if you can see how you can, then start doing it. If you're seeing how you can't, then that's also what you're a part of as well. So make it a point where being choiceful of the words is being expressed. How do you feel about when you express it? Are you saying this to a point that the whole audience is grasping it? If they're not, so be it. It's not always meant for all the audience of the people to grasp this. It might be for the higher intelligent people in the room to grasp it. So you are the light, and your light is your fire. So every fire you get ignites. Ashe. Ashe yo.
If you had your way, you turned back.